This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Charleston, South Carolina, a foodie hotspot, let us all agree. Charlotte, North Carolina, a capital for banking and car racing. Amid changing demographics there, Charlotte is trying to put food at the center of its brand. Irina Joroff reports.
At a restaurant in downtown Charlotte, some of the city's best chefs showed off for locals. The Charlotte Tourism Authority sponsored the event. Waiting for their first course, Jim and Lisa Eversole said the dinner highlights a big change in the city.
Oh my God, food has gotten so much better.
I mean, we used to go to Charleston all the time for good food. There was nothing downtown, nothing. Now, it's everywhere.
Five chefs prepared five courses. There were mussels, short ribs, and artfully smeared vegetable purees. Chef Joe Kindred described his dish, pasta with local venison.
I did not go out and hunt the deer, so sorry. I'm not that hardcore.
The dinner was a practice run for an event at New York's James Beard House to promote Charlotte's restaurants. It's part of the city's rebranding strategy to make a name for its culinary scene.
There's so many other southeastern cities that are known as being food destinations, and we really feel like we can compete and bring something to that conversation as well.
Laura White is with the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority. She says eating out is the most popular activity for visitors. But the city is also hoping to attract transplants. Ryan Short runs a marketing company called Civic Brand in Texas. He says to do that, cities need an exciting sense of place.
They can't compete just on the fact that there is the job. They have to compete on a number of things, and great restaurants and great food that isn't just the chain place that they can get anywhere, but something that's unique, I mean, that's a huge thing.
Charlotte's efforts to promote food seem to focus on high-end dining so far. And while the overall rebranding mission includes a focus on diversity, the chefs invited to cook at the James Beard dinner were all white.
I can't argue with the choices. I think it's a great squad.
That's Greg Collier. He owns a Charlotte restaurant called The Yolk and runs Soul Food Sessions, a dinner series with chefs of color.
But I do think that Charlotte as a whole needs to make diversity a more important piece of the message versus it being a footnote.
Collier says the city is listening.
And why Charlotte is so dope is because it's not being Old South. It's not saying, just sit down, your time will come.
He believes other stories, like his, Waiting in the Wings, will soon be told. I'm Irina Joroff for Marketplace.